The desire to create art is as old as humanity. As pirates' treasure chests and children's toy boxes demonstrate, we like to keep our precious things together, hence the temples called museums. The newest temple, reservedly elegant in glass and porcelain, opened this fall in one of the nation's most architecturally innovative cities, Atlanta. It is the High Museum, and the architect is Richard Meyer.
In this museum, natural light is terribly important. It's one of the unique qualities of the building because there is this play of natural light in the atrium space, in the open public space, against the more closed spaces of the gallery. That's something you can never fully plan on. It changes from day to day. One day it's cloudy and calm, the next day it's bright and vibrant. And one of the things is then there are always views back into the atrium, so that even though you're in a space which is a gallery space, there's always references back to the center space, as well as views through back into the galleries. Many places in the museum where certain works of art can be seen from various levels, and you can look across the atrium to see some of the paintings on the second or third floor galleries that you've seen before, and then you move up the ramp and you see them again. So this idea of a kind of multiple way of viewing art, I think, enhances the museum experience.
From the start, when we knew that Maya was going to work for us as the architect, we said that the building was going to be as important a work of art as anything we were going to put inside of it.
The museum's director, Goodman Vigtel, is at last at the end of years of anxious vigilance. Those years were the price of assuring that a building like this fulfill its many functions harmoniously.
Perhaps the most important thing to me as a museum professional is that for all of its great beauty and great physical comfort, it is also first and foremost a functional building.
Sure, it's standing on that nationally prestigious level to which a $20 million project should aspire, the High Museum will play host to major traveling exhibitions, like the current Mark Rothko show.
And then, of course, when you come to the top on this floor, you're greeted by the Rodin.
The old museum concept of a string of uniform, numbered rooms gives way here to a variety of spaces with a variety of purpose. They vary from the ramps which lead to viewing adventure to the atrium where one may rest and digest.
This is really a space around which everything that is built, all parts of the museum, look into. This is an introverted building. and it's a place where people can see one another across the atrium at different levels. And I think it's quite, it's a great joy for me to see people all over the place, and also to see people with the art.
As Goethe said, architecture is frozen music, then the High Museum may be likened to a trumpet concerto in its cool precision. Its only relation to the gilded palaces of art which came before it is in its single-minded desire to serve the art which fills it.
I would like to think of the building as relating to the history of art, and that pieces look good from any point in history, as I'd like to think of the building as being related to the history of architecture. It's not isolated in time, and it's not unrelated to the past. And hopefully it will be a building which in the future says something about our time in terms of history.